USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is leaving the G7 summit early to return to Washington to deal with the debt crisis. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is traveling with the president.
Part of the reason that he's returning home tomorrow, rather than continuing with the rest of the trip, is so that he can help lead the effort to bring it home.
Sullivan says the other G7 leaders are aware and keenly interested in the debt ceiling issue, but they're not alarmed by the president's early exit. Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to meet with President Biden at the G7 summit. Zelensky held talks with several other G7 leaders after arriving today. He is expected to address the gathering after a one-on-one meeting with Biden on Sunday. Follows the decision to let Ukrainian forces use American-made F-16 fighter jets. However, the Kremlin is not happy with the prospect of Western countries sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman to be held without bail. Prosecutors argued Teixeira is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that he be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. The list of Republican candidates for president is getting longer.
After launching a presidential exploratory committee last month, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has filed a run for president in 2024.
I will never back down in defense of the conservative values that make America exceptional.
Scott is expected to make an official announcement on Monday. The GOP field includes former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. I'm Jeremy Scott.
All eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. Eight horses are running in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. That race is expected to begin around 6:50 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the town of Brownsville is ground zero for illegal border crossings.
This is the state of Texas, and we have every right to secure our border, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Abbott said the Texas National Guard is doing a great job holding the line against the migrant surge. It's going to be a hot summer for most of the U.S. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows that 2023 will likely fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. The East Coast, South, West Coast, and Rockies are all expected to experience scorching conditions. Basketball fans are cheering for Brittany Griner on her return to the WNBA.
The 32-year-old Griner kicked off her 10th season with the Phoenix Mercury Friday night with a game against the Los Angeles Sparks. The entire crowd at the Crypto.com arena broke out in cheers when Griner was introduced, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who was in the stands. Griner had spent 10 months in prison in Russia for alleged drug smuggling and was released last December in a prisoner swap. On Friday, she scored 18 points, grabbed 6 rebounds, and had 2 assists, but failed to win. The Sparks came out on top, 94-71. I'm Karen Sloan.
The movie John Wick Chapter 4 has made more than $425 million since its release in March, and that's pushed the John Wick series over the billion-dollar mark at the box office. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.